Be advised, graphic language about to ensue. You have been warned.
I'm going to get a hold of Heartbreak here and talk to him.
You said that like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've just been busy as fuck. It's not me.
You know what that means? It means it's time to get drunk and talk about stupid criminals again. So fill your glass and plant your ass, because this here is whiskey, wine, and true crime.
Yeah.
Reading you today's headlines with unfiltered commentary for your enjoyment.
Okay.
Coming at you live in 3,
Aww.
2, 1.
Damn it, phone! Oh, hello, hello, welcome to Gas Hour.
Pretty much from the lower, truly.
Hey, it's been lower colon, not upper colon.
No, it may have
been. It's more civilized.
It is not civilized. See, we're missing him hacking and coughing in there because you farted. Tell me that wasn't good.
Roommate's probably smoking. Yeah, anyway. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
And tech pitch on the corner there.
Don't worry, he's going to get a surprise for next week.
Should I be worried or scared?
So we have that venting session. We've all had, me and you've had one. And I know she's waiting. So that falls on that motherfucker.
No.
So now he's up. Everybody has a vent sesh. You get one. So you get to sit your...
Prison bitch. He's a prison bitch. Just saying.
He's ignoring the fuck out of me anyway.
Oh, I would...
What are you looking at?
I don't know.
You?
What about me?
That Jack Daniels came out with a McLaren...
Whiskey.
Ooh.
McLaren edition.
Do you know how expensive that fucker thing is?
Probably about as expensive as a Frank Sinatra.
Is it?
How much?
$30.
I was thinking the same thing. Well,
fuck.
Well,
not like you're able to drink it anyway.
I don't drink whiskey, period. That's a bad idea. Me and whiskey are not friends.
Give me a screwdriver and I'd be good. No,
is it
whiskey?
You want to turn it down?
What in the hell?
Not whiskey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, for some reason, I cannot pull up the Florida news that I had. 11,791. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate it. Keep it coming. Keep telling your friends about us. Been a hell of a week.
Which one were you trying to pull up there?
No, it's one that I sent myself.
Oh.
Florida man did what anyone would do when denied a job interview. He tossed bottles of pee at employees.
No.
I got a couple of them in here, but I just...
There's
here we
a
go.
Couple of them I sent you, so...
I understand that.
Can you throw this away since you're up?
No.
Bitch.
Well, you suck.
You there is suck this more one, but me. I haven't sent it to you yet.
Nah, too much like Mike Tyson.
I know, you've been buying the shit ton out of your work. How do I know that? Because I can see your transaction history, fool.
Whoa, what's he got? What's he got? He got goodies?
You could touch
fucking
on that.
Gatorade, to be honest. I ain't going that way.
Dude, no. You're right next to it. Why are you to be a cunt?
Oh.
God, you were the biggest cunt I know. Yeah, you are. Hi.
In South Florida, the NTSB is investigating a small...
Shut up! ...that killed all... Wow. Honey, I'm...
You do it to me all the time.
I'm trying to do something on my phone and pull this up so I can read it. And...
Yes, there, yes. There,
what is the question you wanted to ask us since you're trying to focus on some shit?
I don't even fucking remember now. Oh, yeah. You've seen Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, right? The cartoon. Right? You've seen it, right?
No.
The Seven Dwarfs? Yes, he has.
The seven vertically challenged white dudes.
No.
Okay.
We're talking about me.
You fucking stupid.
The end of Snow White. Very end.
You okay?
Oh, wait a minute. That was Sleeping Beauty. Never mind.
Okay.
Okay.
Or was it? Yeah, it was Snow White with the seven
dwarfs. Seven dwarfs, yes.
Okay.
That's what it's called.
Do they live? Do her and the prince live happily ever after?
No.
So,
why?
Oh shit! I just said no because it's a fucking.
Actually, yes and no. It depends on.
I was saying, technically, they said lives ever happily ever after at the end.
Right.
That but is. About,
do you remember? Okay, you remember the very end. Do you? How well do you remember the end of the?
The seven dwarfs. They were in a wasn't it by a castle?
Snow White and Prince Charming say goodbye to the dwarves.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she like no.
And then yes, and then it goes up into pink clouds, and there's a castle with a bright light.
Technically, yes.
They're dead.
Yeah, I can't believe.
No, that.
I heard about this theory that they were supposed to be dead. Obviously, we can't. Disney's just weird.
Well, what is Snow White and all them based off of anyway? What did Disney base those off of?
I remember
the Grimm fairy tales.
All of Disney's old stuff was.
Yes, and it makes sense. Because in the end, the dwarves don't talk to Snow White or Prince Charming.
No, they're she kisses them.
Because
that's
they're probably fucking drunk. Because it's actually the funeral. If Snow White ate the apple and the apple was poison.
Technically it was, yes.
Okay. She Prince Charming kisses her on the lips. There's poison on her lips from the apple.
She's
so they got inspiration from Shakespeare.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the things that me and my brother talk about random at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
And that is a theory on TikTok that they're doing that.
That's where he heard it. Him and his fucking TikTok.
But they have more theories going out there with each one of the older films. So now they're going through this. Trying to connect each one of these theories.
Well, I just think it's funny because, you know, these theories are coming out, and I can see it with Snow White. Well, my brother and I talked about it, like I said, at 3:30 in the morning on the way into work. You know, I do some of my best thinking because I'm just like.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, you do your best thinking.
Yeah.
I thought that was on the
shitter. I was expecting that to be an answer.
Anyway.
It tickles his brain cell.
And it tickles the bottom of your nuts. Especially if I hit the first wash button and not the second one.
Yeah.
Because then they kind of flop.
The funny thing is I sent Paul a video of this girl eating a dumpling. It's a sack dumpling, right? And she goes from the bottom out. And it's one of the guys who goes, "Hey, how are you? How long have you been here?" Sorry.
But funny that Disney goes woke, and now all of a sudden all these theories are coming out, because, you know, Disney would never do anything like that.
But the thing is, back then, they didn't think too much into it.
No.
Now we got people who are, what's the real story behind it?
Yeah.
And in reality, yeah, some of these are actually kind of...
they fit.
They make sense. But could that be the reason why they're changing the outcome of some of the older films? Now, Sleeping Beauty...
Well, the new Snow White isn't white.
She's Mexican.
Yeah, how is that white? She's supposed to have skin as white as snow. Now, if you're talking Columbia Blow, then yes, it would work.
For me.
The thing is, if it's white as snow, worst part is it's because she fucking ate that anyway. But that's not the point. Not the fucking point.
Yeah, it is.
But they don't, they didn't take, there's no vertically challenged people in there. There is no little people in that movie. No little person signed on.
Ain't watching it. Damn it, I want to see dwarves get tossed.
I'm all over it.
Besides, you couldn't have Sneezy. Well, first of all, Dopey wouldn't be called Dopey. He'd be called, let's see if it is, knowing, be mentally challenged. Sneezy would be.
And no, you could still use Sneezy because he's a.
Oh no, they would fuck it up. He'd be something like high allergy content or something. You know, Grumpy would just be old man. Sorry, older person.
Grumpy ass.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's great.
I'm just saying
that none of
this woke shit's got to stop. It does.
I
posted something on Facebook the other day. Did you see that about the lady, about the dog? I got to find this real quick. I swear to God, we are doomed as a society. We are. Let me get to my page here quick.
I can tell you a few stories I know about being doomed about society, and that kind of wraps into the stories I got today.
Yeah, let me. Oh, I'm already there, dumbass. I gotta figure out how to work this.
I hate that stupid thing.
Here we go. And this is from it's an actual Facebook.
Oh no.
Post. It's from Ann Lesby, PhD, parentheses, she/her, parentheses, rainbow, at Ann Lesby, PhD.
That is way too low.
I was thinking the same shit. Moving on.
Nope. Okay, are you ready for this?
I'm not ready for anything you find.
Hit me with it.
Misgendering a pet can result in serious micro-subconscious distress. Pay attention to clues. Your pet will let you know his, her, their, sir identity through things like body language, toy preferences, and reactions to gendered pet clothing.
Oh my God. How far?
Stop the fucking world. I want off.
No shit.
Hold on. How is your dog going to know the difference in clothing when it can't tell fucking colors?
The only sheep black and white. Most people don't have a clue.
My dog was racist as shit.
Right there. It is a verified post. Look at my personal page. It's there. It was a day ago, so it was yesterday.
Okay, it's a little far.
And now there is a kindergarten. There's a book in a kindergarten in Cedarburg, Wisconsin.
I know where that is.
Nonetheless.
Fuck.
And it's, I'm just going to show this to you, and you can just read, look at the three pictures, because this would open up a whole can of shit that I'm really not ready to go into.
Stay angry, little... Oh, hell no. Stay stubborn, little girl. Hold tight to what you believe in.
Look at the pictures.
Defend what you love. Trans kids belong. We exist. Drake, what? Drake is... It's in yellow, so it's fucking with me. Is not a crime. Okay, sorry, I was struggling with the yellow. Trans kids rule.
Look at the board. Look at the chalkboard behind them, or on the wall.
Okay. I am all for kids. Hey, when I was younger, I wanted to be a boy.
Well, no, that's...
Hang on.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I wanted to be a boy. I wanted to be able to pee outside because my dad was doing it.
Oh, it's not all it's cracked up to be.
When you're younger, it's cracked up.
Yeah, well, you usually turn with your back to the wind so it carries it further. Yeah. You only do that mistake once.
Yeah, you
usually when you're about 4.
Yeah. Thing is, I thought it would
and
be
And then
cool.
Again when you're 21. But anyway.
That's because you're drunk as shit.
Exactly.
But the thing is, when I was a kid, that's what I wanted to do. I don't know why that was a big thing for me. I'm like, I wanted to pee outside. I wanted to be able to run off without my shirt on. Well, my parents encouraged that.
Well, that's fine, but...
Hang on.
Okay.
Hold on, before I get... Sorry. So, they did not encourage me to start taking hormones to change my attitude.
Maybe you should have.
I would have been a fucking shitty guy. I'm telling you, my name would have been everybody else's name but my own, because I'd be a hoe. I wouldn't give a fuck. But it's not like it would matter, because I couldn't get you fucking pregnant. Stop! I wouldn't be able to get anybody pregnant. I'd be fucking swinging my thing and be like, yo!
You only helicopter once.
Fuck, you have to do that.
Hi, Kenny.
Ask my husband. I'll put... In the middle of the night, I'll... He just deals with it. I love you, honey.
She annoys the piss out of me.
You just randomly in the middle of the night give him a helicopter.
Yeah. And she'll wake me up too, and it's like, bitch, leave me alone.
This is why I'm not an adult.
You have a closet full of things that you can helicopter.
But his is flexible. It's not the same.
Did you ever find the biodegradable?
No, I didn't find it. That's okay.
When's your birthday?
June 5th.
No, we're not buying. No, we're not going to have another. No.
We can plant one in the backyard so it sprouts more.
I mean, it's a science experiment. No, we don't know.
The dogs would probably eat it.
Dude, it'd be fucking hilarious. Your dog, the dog next door, dig it up.
Yeah, exactly.
And carries it inside.
Look, Mom, I'm a unicorn.
I carry it in. What is in your mouth?
You know, 4 days ago was International Beaver Day.
My beaver's off limits, so I don't know.
I know, I didn't get to play with a beaver either, so.
Mine's off limits until this comes out.
Still?
Because of the low placenta.
Oh.
If it does move down, it covers the cervix. We're having a C-section. Well, no shit. I talked to the doctor today. I wasn't given birth naturally anyway. And she goes, that's right. Okay, I'll have you on the 32nd week. We will pick out a day and you're having that surgery. Yo, let's go. Not on the 32nd week, just picking the day to schedule. So I'll be like, done.
I can do it cheaper.
No.
I think I'd be dead by then.
I have a brand new chainsaw.
Technically, chainsaws were created for it.
For childbirth, yep.
How weird is that, though?
Hey,
how many fuck-ups did...
Ah, shit, you better go get the 18-inch bar. That don't look good.
How do they know, like, the... Sorry. How hard to press that in before it's like, hey, too far.
Doctor show up like Tim Allen with a tape measure and a pencil behind his ear.
We can do this here now. I'm like, what the fuck? That's kind of
funny. Anyway, so moving on. Yeah.
We need help.
Oh, we do.
We all need help in some form.
So here we go. This was. Oh, shut the fuck. No, I don't know why it's. No, you're. No, I don't. I have it turned off. But apparently not. So here we go. April 1st of this year. Finally, a Florida article that embraces the true Florida man. And the fact that this happened on April Fool's Day is even better. Are you ready for this? Florida man found sitting nude on crowded beach with beer and women's underwear.
I was all for the sitting nude, having a beer in his hand up until that point. Because women's underwear ain't comfortable.
Oh, you think this guy would know, but well, then again, at his age, you don't give a shit. Walton County, Florida.
Where the fuck is that?
A 60-year-old man was arrested after deputies said they found him sitting nude on a busy Florida beach on Thursday. Deputies with the Walton County Sheriff's Office were called out to Topsail State Park March 27th after reports of a man exposing himself on the beach. When deputies arrived, they found Martin Earl LeBeau, Bordeaux, sitting nude between two umbrellas, the sheriff's office said. Deputies reporting seeing several beer cans next to him, as well as a pair of women's underwear.
What was he doing with the underwear?
I don't know. The sheriff's office said the beach was crowded with families, but two adults were the only ones who saw him expose himself.
I mean,
I don't know if it's LeBeau or LeBeouf, but it's LeBouef.
I'm going to go with whatever you said.
LeBeau was arrested and charged with exposure of sexual organs. He was booked in the Walton County Jail and released Friday on a $2,500 bond. Well, what in the fuck was he doing with the women's underwear?
I have questions about that, too.
Unless it was a hat.
Why would you wear underwear as a hat? No one said it was used, actually.
Rachel, I have a message. Sorry to interrupt. Message from Jennifer. Have to tell Crystal I am getting impatient. I want to know the sex. I'm laughing her ass off. From Jennifer.
June 29th?
Sex, dear. Sex. You said sex, right, hon?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, June 29th is the gender reveal.
Oh! Sorry.
You were confused.
I got a fart.
And I'm scooting this way a little bit more. I'm a whole lot bigger than y'all think.
Did you know that Cuban coffee is why meth never took off in Miami?
I could see that.
Oh, Cuban, that's not that.
What? Okay, you're leaning too much to one side, sir.
I'm trying to be nice to everybody.
Kid.
Yeah, I know nothing.
What's popped up on the left up in front? Little box.
Oh, on mine? That's frame rate, probably.
Yeah.
I'm going to be screwing with the computer tomorrow, so I'll try to... So, apparently it's illegal to sit around in a beach in Florida nude while drinking beers.
It sounds like a...
It's almost like the...
Do you need help? Come over by Daddy. Go by Daddy.
Daddy, she needs help.
No, she went potty. She's trying to pull up her pants.
She's got her pants up.
She can't ever get it around her butt fully, and that's what's freaking her out.
I.
She's got a big old ass.
Jamie says she had a dream.
About what?
Twins!
No!
They could hide.
I have literally asked every time we go to one the ultrasound. They confirmed one heartbeat. They've confirmed one sack. They have literally jiggled the fuck out of me to make sure there was only one each and every time. Oh, fuck you.
But wait, there's more.
There is no more.
There is not always more.
It's going to be like a litter of puppies. Okay. One.
Hell
two,
no.
We'll be leaving them here. Three.
Nope. This kid is not house. This house is not kid safe.
Not house safe. Yeah.
She says just a few months off.
I'm not having another one. Hell no.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Because you're going to have a girl, and he's going to want to keep going until you have a boy. And notice he ain't saying shit. He's just drinking over there.
A very weak one because he has been the responsible person and driver.
Yeah, because we took two separate cars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I tried to wait for him and then I got yelled at for being late anyway.
You're always late.
I'm usually on time without him. The thing is, I'm like, all right, I'll wait.
Not
I'll wait.
Tonight, you aren't.
And I'm like, fuck it, I gotta go. And he calls me when I'm on fucking jumping in the car.
I got nothing.
Well, first of all, with you being pregnant, you shouldn't probably jump in the car. You might want to sit down and kind of slide in.
I can't really sit down and slide in. That Jeep's a little high. I gotta kind of umph up.
Umph up?
Umph up. Did you just eat it with the paper on?
No, she don't. She don't have the paper on.
Oh. The way she pulled it out, I freaked out.
I have no idea what...
To be honest...
Her dream wasn't peg at wedding like dream. That don't make sense to me.
I'm kind of confused what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah, so am I, because all I'm getting is...
Gotta read quick.
It's too close.
Well, the wedding, she had a dream that I was going to get pregnant on my wedding night with twins.
Okay.
There is only one in this bitch.
That you know of.
And it wasn't on the wedding.
It was slightly after.
Slightly after.
So she was off by a little bit.
About like a month.
So instead of having twins, you're going to have trips. Gotcha.
Hell no.
Honey, you really want to have babies here, don't you?
I will literally sit there and be like, Paul, I'm quitting my job. I'm done. He's going to have to figure out everything. I'll be fucking... I'm done. If I'm going to be a fucking cow, you better figure it the fuck out. He ain't listening to me anyway.
Oh, thank you for clarifying.
So if he accidentally sends you a text message and it says, I love Moo...
He fucking slept. He knows it.
So she clarified.
Fucking stupid,
Crystal, she clarified it for me.
What was it? What?
I will send it to you.
Okay.
Anyway, so where are we going tonight, brain?
There's technically two. Motherfucker. Technically two.
A twofer?
A twofer. Because they're both smaller things. One is current, literally happened 3 fucking days ago.
Oh.
And this one happened here. In Beloit.
Okay, I think I know where you're going.
I think I know where you're going too.
That could be wrong. There's a couple things.
Well,
there's a shit ton that always happens here. We always have to play the game. Fireworks or gunshots.
Not over here as much as over by you guys.
We're not that far from the hood, to be honest.
No, you're like, what, two blocks?
We're more like four, thanks, though.
Hold that.
But no, this is over there, closer to me.
Eesh, fuck.
Anybody else need anything else? One of them up.
Replacement?
Hmm?
Replacement?
No one?
Yeah.
That's generally what a replacement is.
Usually not a wish.
Is a new one.
Oh.
Oh!
Oh, you want a new entry can, huh?
Go ahead. I'm...
Okay.
I want to show Jamie something.
Oh, okay. A Beloit couple is facing four counts of child neglect after police allegedly found four children living in a home filled with rotted food, dirty dishes, diapers, and possibly human feces. Oh, boy. So technically that would work for the human feces part of this.
Have some shit.
She's playing with your shit.
This shit has red stuff on it.
Kelly!
It's the
shit that's inside the shit. But see, I want to show...
I think you need an internal exam, Kelly.
Yeah, I'm getting one shortly. But I wanted to show everybody on Facebook and on YouTube that follows us. I finally got my shit together.
Finally.
I know, after all these years. I got my shit together. See?
I got a poo.
You want to see my shit? But you can't touch my shit. But I'll share my shit with certain people. Shithead, roly-poly shithead.
Why are you throwing it at me?
Don't be throwing my shit!
My movie.
Cleveland shit.
Ew.
Cleveland steamer.
I was trying to think of what the fuck it was called when people shit on... I couldn't think. Ugh.
I don't know, but why are there a bunch of lancets over here on my fucking table? It's gotta be a room a roommate thing. So there you go.
Thank you,
Jamie. You have some shit with corn. That's great. I'm going through a Miralax cleanse right now. And Jamie has a penis one, too. Why does that not surprise me?
She has a penis bong that she don't use, but it looks like it's wood. Like a wood-carved bong. And it looks really cool, but I'm like, I don't think it
could have been this. Well, instead of ripping coke off of a stripper's ass.
Rip it off of wooden dong?
Yeah, huh?
Her.
Okay, so we're back here in Beloit to a couple.
Norman McLeod, 44.
And of the Clan McLeod.
Yep. And Sierra McLeod, 28. Oh.
44.
I just did the math in my head, too. I'm like, ugh.
Well, I mean, now hold on.
Hold on. Let me tell you the ages before you start jumping down the rabbit hole. Each are facing three counts of felony child neglect for children under the age of six and one count misdemeanor of child neglect. The wood dick garden? Your work dick garden. Got it. I read it as wood and I'm like, what the fuck? Never mind. If convicted for each felony child neglect, carries a possible prison sentence of up to 6 years. It's only 6 years? I didn't realize that. So Beloit police went into the home of the 700 block of the 11th Street on April 4th. 11th is really close to us, by the way. but receiving a report from Rock County CPS, Child Protective Services, of the conditions of the home that the children had been in 7, 3, 1, and 11 months.
Okay.
So she was 21 when she had this baby.
Don't you feed that kid?
Sir, she had a half a bag of chips before we even came here.
She just, it took her a while, but she just inhaled two wieners.
Finally, the second one.
Let her have two wieners. So, police found rooms.
That's very much shit at you. Literally.
It's a dog toy.
Squeeze it.
Okay. Rooms full of old rotting food, soiled diapers, full garbage bags that had been taken to the curb, dirty pots, pans, dishes, empty alcohol bottles. Bitch, I got empty alcohol bottles, but I collect them because I think they're cool looking. I don't ask that question. And what appears to be human feces in several parts of the house.
Get into her garden.
Her dick garden.
That's actually pretty fucking impressive. The wooden one.
I told you, it looks, but it's not. It looks wooden, though. I wasn't kidding, Jamie.
Quite lifelike.
That is true.
I like the little chubs.
Get your chubs, honey.
Imagine where that came from.
Yeah, I have no idea. Did you just spit?
I spit the ice back.
Oh.
Because they were small. When I took a drink, it came through. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm not trying to do that.
I got nothing.
So you choke.
I'd rather not choke when I'm trying to talk.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I'm sure Paul appreciates you not choking either.
Sometimes.
Depends on what.
It's situational based.
There are situations where she should choose doing something over oxygen, though. Just saying.
Noted.
Matter,
I mean, if she knew how to breathe out of her ears, it wouldn't be an issue.
Oh, let me breathe out of my ears. Anyway, so Sierra and Norman.
Norman. The hell names their kid Norman?
He's 44 years old. He's old.
Oh, I thought it was one of the younger kids. I'm sorry.
No, they're not going to name the kids.
Oh, well, yeah, because they're, yeah, okay.
Made their initial
Norman.
Appearance. Oh, hell no.
Was his last name Bates?
It would be better. Made their initial appearance at Rock County Circuit Court April 7th. Court has set a $1,000 signature bond for each of the defendants. It's only $2,000. It's not even that bad.
You know, I got thinking about this. If we have... Okay. Let's look at Norman Bates and Mom Bates real quick. Just the last name Bates. Okay.
Bates. Okay.
I was going to say, why name the kid Norman, man? Name him Master. It just flows easier.
For you, maybe.
Professional fishermen should be known as Master Baiters.
See, I went through the school, Navi school. There's a kid named King.
King?
But I can't say his last name, obviously.
Right.
But it flows really well together.
Oh.
So it's a possibility, but I would never name a kid Bates. The uncanny silence.
Let me look into it, Jamie.
I don't even want to know. Not today, Satan.
She says she needs more.
Oh, God. But the conditions of their release is having no contact with each other.
Yeah, it's going to stop them.
Having no contact with the four kids. And they must remain sober.
That's going to happen.
I love how they say they have to remain sober, but yet you go through some of these places that say you have to. You piss test half of them, they're going to come up dirty anyway.
Uh-huh.
But Sierra is due on the 21st to go back to court. Norman goes to court April 28th.
Okay, so 44 and 28.
Yep.
That's really not that big of a span.
With all of those kids being his, I don't know. She's really fucking young to be with him.
Yeah, but I mean,
could it be worse? Yes.
Age is just a number.
As long as you're over the age of 18, it's just a number.
My personal cutoff.
Uh-oh. You have a cutoff?
Would be 30, about 35.
How old are you?
I'll be 52. It's okay. My uncle's as old as my is a year older than my dad, and his wife is my age. My dad's 76.
My goal is to stay within my range because I look at it this way: I date someone younger, too much younger.
Tired.
Let's say 18, legal. Yes. I am not 100% sure I'm going to get someone that is mentally capable of having that. Can fucking cook. That's another fucking issue. Because I'm not cooking for a bitch by myself. And I've had kids for a long time. I don't need to raise another one.
You married him.
I've... That's why I keep asking his mom for child support, because Jesus fuck. Oh, you need to ask Daddy to button. Say button, Daddy.
Come here. I ain't gonna do that on camera. Come here.
At least she's trying to.
Yeah, I get it.
So there is that concept. Now, I don't think I could date someone anywhere near my fucking close to my dad. Hell no.
Well, the only reason I said 35 is because I have a daughter. That's it.
Yeah.
You know.
The thing is, if you go too low, you're not... What do you have in fucking common with these people?
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you, my life goal...
I'm not young yet.
My life goal has always been a 21-year-old nymphomaniac that owns a liquor store.
Wow, you grab your Switch, honey, before you knock it over. Give it to Daddy.
What's so wrong about that?
I feel like that's a dream that you're not going to achieve because they're immature at 21, by the way.
No, that's why.
Have you seen me?
You're a little bit more of an adult.
AMF nights?
Oh, once you get the surgery done, it'll be an AMF night. Mommy's playing with her phone. There's a tablet in.
Okay, so maybe not a 21-year-old nympho that owns a liquor store.
There are
a 32-year-old nympho that owns a liquor store.
See, that's a little bit more. There you go. Doable. I'm a nympho when I'm not pregnant. It explains how I get pregnant.
I miss those days.
That's why he needs to get fixed.
Why is it always the guy that's got to get fixed?
Because I have to give birth. Why do I have to be the one uncomfortable for the next 6 weeks?
Actually,
only 6 weeks?
Not even. Depends on what else you got going on.
C-sections usually require, it's 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why am I going to get cut open? I'm already, no. Y'all can
push him out the normal. Push it out the normal way.
I can't. I wish. I'd rather have that.
I got a quarter.
Can't give her a wedgie. But you got to think, guys only have the issue for 2 days. 2 to 3 days, tops. Okay? You guys can get it reversed.
Yes, but no. It depends on how it's done.
If you get it tied...
Trying to heal my body, don't correct it. It happened within the first year.
It would happen within the first year, but that's why they tell you to
and
still work.
And that made actually no sex for at least 6-8 weeks, depending on...
It's still about the time you can't have sex with me anyway.
Well, I really don't want sex with you. One, you're married to him. And two, I don't need another kid.
And you said you'll be already cut open, according to what Coolidge and I agree with on that.
I'd be cut open, yes. But if, let's say...
But they do it laparoscopically. Mine was.
Mine would be a full hysterectomy.
Okay, I only got one ovary left and it's not functioning, so...
Yeah, mine's not like that. So sit up here, honey.
You just fertile myrtle.
Exactly. No, I need my phone, honey. Oh my gosh.
Give your big girl a angle. You have them.
Your tablet's in my backpack.
Backpack. I'm sorry. Did Dora get deported?
No.
Damn. Okay.
Anyway. But the thing is, guys,
back you go.
For even if females got their tubes tied, right? It's still with.
Look, a balloon animal.
If I decide to get it reversed, I'm not saying I fucking will, but if I do get it reversed, it's about $600 to $700 out of pocket, even with insurance.
Noted.
Reversed, it's $200.
Can't they just take a piece of airline tubing from an aquarium? And
no,
that is not how that works.
Nice try there.
So, 3 days.
Some flex tape.
Fucking 3 days versus 6 fucking weeks. Guys can deal with some of the trouble.
We do. We have to put up with your pregnant ass and your mood swings. Oh, he knows I'm right. He just ain't saying shit.
I'm not even paying attention.
Plausible deniability. I like that.
So I look at it this way. If we gotta push him out, you can fucking get it clipped. My dad did.
We got a friend that did.
He got it clipped right after he found out I was a girl. He ain't having it on my babies. He likes to say he got it done after I was born because I was a bitch.
Tricycle motor, what are you doing?
Telling it's a
being
good job.
Being silly.
I'm feeling silly, let it be. But this is another one. This one... The case was closed last year. But this happened in 2023. But this one was in Michigan. Not too far, but far enough.
Where at in Michigan?
Albion, Michigan. Close enough to Detroit. So... A 911 call from her teenage sister is credited with saving the life of a 2-year-old girl.
Oof.
As her mother allegedly attempted to drown the girl in the family bathtub.
People are sick.
I seen this body footage, camera footage. I am surprised that cop did not knock this woman out. Because she was physically in the bathroom doing it. He didn't swing nothing. He just grabbed the kid. That woman was still sitting there. I'm like, I give him applaud because I would have punch the shit out of her first.
No, because then the kid would have ended up drowning because mom would have fell on top of the kid.
She was a big girl too, so probably.
We talking like big or like damn?
Fluffy.
So damn.
I was being nice.
Well, let's call a spade a spade.
Well, the thing is, like Fluffy says, there's a difference between big, fluffy, and damn. Okay? There's three differences. She was fluffy. You just went damn, so I guess fuck myself here.
So half a damn?
Half a damn, I guess. You
could call it. Fla-damn. There you go, fla-damn. That's our new word, fla-damn.
I guess.
Kind of goes along with Bordeaux. Just because we haven't Bordeaux'd in a while.
I was going to say, how did Bordeaux go with fla-damn? Kind of sound a little French in the way you say it, though, doesn't it?
Bordeaux fla-damn.
It sounds like a fucking name, bro.
Sounds like a porn star.
Some like
and I bet you porn he's, star. He's, I bet you he's French. I am Bordeaux fla-damn.
I'm here to clean your pipes. Fuck it, I'm done. All right. All right, so.
And his co-star is, oh, hell no!
Albion police kicked down the door of the home on the morning of June 24th after the 15-year-old girl called the police. Children in the background were heard screaming for help. The body cam footage did not show that. I'm just going to let you know. Officers arrived at the home on Blue Steam Court, which they discovered a 35-year-old woman holding the toddler underwater in the bath. What? Oh, okay. Police rescued the girl and revived her with mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, clearing the water out of the lungs. In addition, because they didn't know this when the call came through, in addition to the attempted drowning, police said the 2-year-old had been stabbed in the chest and throat. It was stabbed right here.
There's a special place in hell for people like that.
A 4-year-old boy also had evidence of cuts. And the police believe that two young children had ingested cleaning fluid. How do you get a 2-year-old cleaning fluid without you putting it in there?
Right. Considering that should be under childproof lock anyway.
Yes. So I
if you do it right.
And how does a 2-year-old sit there and unscrew a cap? You think about cleaning fluid, you gotta unscrew that motherfucker.
Yeah, it's not possible. Well, it can't say not possible because I can't open a pill bottle most days, but I do it to her
if
she
can
open it.
She knows how to open her melatonin bottle. And guess what? She's eating them by handfuls because they're gummies. And then she realizes she sleeps for a while. Because I can't, there's nothing I can do.
I remember the blue food coloring incident. Mm-hmm. Did you not go to the blue food trials again?
No. Fuck that. So the children were transported to an area in the hospital and were in stable condition. The 15-year-old girl and the other sibling in the home were not hurt. So the oldest one wasn't hurt. And another one. Obviously they didn't give that.
Well, who's to say any other child did not open it? Just saying.
I mean, that's also true.
She's got a point.
Which would make me question why the child, older child, knows better and understands, a little bit more understanding of why not to consume it or have another person consume it.
I'll let you see the face of the woman. I am only so...
kind of frightening.
I mean, there's that.
That's Jessica?
Who's Jessica? It wasn't her name.
That's what it says.
Where are you seeing Jessica?
Right there, the little fine print.
Oh, I haven't read the print.
He's got new spectacles,
so. Oh, Jessica Edward Ricks, yep.
That's her?
Yeah, I didn't even get
looks
to the
like
name.
A Shaniqua. Or a Shanaynay.
Maybe a Shanaynay.
That did not look like a Jessica. Nay.
So,
Edward Ricks. Melissa that was watching.
Oh, what?
Hi, Melissa, if you're still watching. Who? Steve and Melissa. Mm. Anyway, go on.
Edward Ricks also drank the chemical.
He drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I guess. She had a chemical burn near her mouth, which is what you've seen in that picture. She was charged with two counts of assault with intent to murder, two counts of first-degree child abuse, and two counts of second-degree child abuse.
And I hate to ask this because I'm really dumb question, but where the fuck are the parents who are supposed to be supervising?
It was the parents that was doing
she
it.
She was doing it.
The hell's wrong with
she... with children... the two oldest ones hiding underneath the bed. The teen reported her mother saying that she only needed to fix the child. I don't fucking know what you mean by fix the child.
Lube them up?
What? I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. I got nothing. I got nothing
for that. She entered a plea of not guilty by insanity.
Oh god, the oldest book, third finger book, and has not even been up to lie.
And she was not fit to stand trial.
No, she's not fit to stand trial, she's not fit to be in custody of children.
Yeah, but unfortunately we can't. You can't determine who can reproduce and who can't.
Unfortunately, he's right. There was an 8-year-old...
Because there should be a license for you to have to reproduce. Some people need a license. Just the
more
amount
than
of
that.
You can court order somebody not to have...
children. In Wisconsin, it is possible. However, I also know people, because they give them...
Immaculate conception. I don't know, Your Honor. I just laid down and she was knocked up.
Because girls... If you have so many kids, you can't take care of them in the state of Wisconsin, they will legally put in court-ordered birth control into your arm because they can't legally fix you. Mm-hmm. But I've seen people go into their arm and take it out.
Not unless it's permanent.
They can do a chemically one at one point. They can do a chemically castration.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
They do it in Alabama for sex offenders. Mm. Or Arkansas. One of the two A's.
Arkansas. I know I'm saying it wrong. I do apologize for anybody who's down there. I'm
but,
mad at me for saying Arkansas, but it's the way I learned how to spell it. So.
I always called it Arkansas, so it's okay. Edward Ricks was charged with 6 felony counts.
Good.
And they closed her case June of 2024. Okay. The two children were transferred to Ann Arbor, and the youngest ones were eventually released after 2 days later. They were in stable condition.
Good.
And this is what you all have to listen to. You might want to put it up to your control. is the video cam footage. I couldn't be a cop. I'd get a felony assault charge on somebody. I ain't playing.
He just stepped it up. Mm-hmm. Nice nut shot, dude.
You get...
Paul, do you agree they need to bring the nut chillers back in the cars?
The nut chillers?
Oh, you've never experienced those. They used to have an air con vent right under the steering wheel. We call them nut chillers.
Oh, my God. Okay.
They need to bring those back.
Some people would put tubes just to get it. You'll hear the kids.
Damn, old boy can move.
Damn right they do. They're trying to swoop out the house, but there's one door that's locked. I think it was locked. Yeah, because he kicked it.
I can't. I can't.
Did you see how he didn't touch
yeah,
her?
Yeah.
And they have it blurred out because of certain reasons.
Yeah.
But the other guy's taking care of the adult. Obviously it, because they don't know. You'll hear it in a second. He's doing CPR to the child. You can hear him trying.
And
now you hear the moaning of the child.
And mom just wasn't even phased.
No, mom didn't get fun.
No.
Ow! You'll hear in a second. You hear the moaning of the child.
Breathe for me, baby. Come on. You alright? There you go.
Baby's there.
Baby's starting to cry.
No.
But you also hear later on in the on this the cop fucking crying.
Oh yeah.
Because as emotional as that is, he saved the kid's life, and he broke. Did you just throw a ball at her?
He, judging by the wedding ring, he probably has kids himself. I'll tell you, when I was on EMS.
I don't think I can do that.
And I was married, and my kids were little. Anytime I went on a call with kids, I lost it.
Well, Paul had to pick up a child because we used to work for it's Jeremy's company, baby.
Anyway.
Oh, the mortuary?
The mortuary services.
Oh, God.
So he had to pick up a dead child from the hospital around Navi's age at the time.
Yeah.
He even asked the guys, like, I need you to check it because I can't do it. Like, there are certain limitations because people have kids the same age as these people who are committing this shit. you know, you have to entrust certain situations. I don't know what happened to that child. You know, I don't know that story.
I didn't want to know.
Yeah.
Neither do I.
I mean, for all we know, it could be natural causes due to, like, cancer, things like that. It sucks.
SIDS.
Especially that young.
Yeah.
But for your... the mother, who they always say gets their motherly instincts during pregnancies, that should not happen.
No.
No, it should not.
If you are struggling that bad... mentally, where you're like, oh, I gotta fix my child. Time to, like...
get help.
Hey, can you take my child for a day or two? Let me get my shit together.
Right.
I mean, granted, me and Paul, we don't get that babysitter. But, like... there are times we do. And what I mean by there...
you're taking full advantage.
You damn right. Last time we had a babysitter was my mother. She took her for a weekend to Indiana.
Oh,
I said, peace, bitch. I love you. But I didn't have that mental break.
Right.
To the point where, oh, I'm going to, I have those thoughts of harming my child. Motherfucker.
I think she wants to. Here, Navi.
Take that magic thing.
That'll work.
I try.
But like,
and she is almost out.
Just figuring it out. But she wasn't.
Oh, that sounded healthy.
But I wasn't thinking those.
Hold
thoughts.
On, I can do one. No, I better not. I might shit myself.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, it's at that point where I don't want to force it because it'll probably be shit.
I can't blame you. But like.
Got nothing.
I never got to that point because I know something was wrong with her. Nothing wrong with her now. Like, we know what's wrong. Because autism is technically not normal, but at the same time, once you get that diagnosis, you know how to work on your new normal.
Right.
And we're getting it.
Right.
A little bit
what triggers, what's not.
Right.
What's a safe food and what's not?
I'm still working on the safe food. It's still getting me annoying. Because, I'm sorry, hot dog shit's annoying.
There's only so many I can eat anymore.
Peanut butter sandwiches is so much you can make. I have a 4-fucking-pound thing of peanut butter in my...
I'm not saying anything because I've got one, too.
Mm-hmm. But, like... knowing her signs help me understand her.
Right.
So it doesn't annoy me as much.
Right.
Sometimes it gets under Dad's skin, but he's not going to hurt her.
Right.
Annoyed, yes, because like you want her to do something, but you got to break it down to her level. And sometimes, as loving as he is,
it doesn't always
come
true. No. She'll get better. You know, you just got to work with her.
Just means just extra care, and sometimes you got to break it down a little bit more.
Right.
That's it. It's I call it the stubborn child syndrome.
Now, I wonder where she gets that from.
Shut up, girl.
Paul.
But I couldn't get to that point.
Oh, he heard that one.
No, yeah, fucking shit. My name. Oh, my God.
Hey, at least you're being honest.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's not talk about all the shit talk we just did to him, about him, ignored him. And there he goes.
Back into his phone.
So, like, we...
it's his safe space.
Oh, God.
It works.
Just like his safe space this morning, I'm sitting there. Can you make sure to get Navi dressed? Get her shirt on. Change her shirt. Because he had me sit on him for a minute so I could get certain things done. He had his hand under my shirt, and I told him to make sure to change her shirt this morning, right? Yeah,
Wait a minute.
No, oh, Jesus.
You were sitting on him to get a few things done.
Yeah, shut up. That's not the way it was. No.
It was a fucking quickie.
No.
I wish.
No. So I was brushing Navi's hair.
While sitting on him.
I was sitting on him, yeah.
Just shut up. You're making it worse.
Motherfucker, honey, I was clothed, damn it. So were honey, you. So next time.
What?
Will you sit on my lap tomorrow morning while I stroke the cat?
That's just wrong here.
So.
I just got to get a few things done.
So. After I went back to work so I could type this up. This man literally puts on her coat and everything with the same shirt on. I'm like, Larson. And I had to throw her off, throw her coat off, throw her shirt off. And he goes, what? I'm like, you're an idiot. I told you to fucking change your shirt. He goes, I'm sorry. Boobs were more important at the time.
Fucking looking through my own.
His answer is, do you blame me though?
Yes.
Yes.
One booby,
oh,
two boobies,
Oh good, you're counting your own boobs as you're walking into the other room.
This is how the, I don't understand that with you guys, I just don't. Because there's no way to get you guys to focus on anything other than one boobs time. At one point. He's like,
that's why there's two of them, so we can focus on two things at once.
You really can't do that either. Because he'll tell you which one's more developed right now because of the baby. He'll tell you which one.
I really don't need to know, but...
Ain't that right, honey?
Yeah.
Oh, so he listens to that because we're talking about boobs. What the fuck?
Well, you know, different feels, different, you know, forms of squishy.
It also depends what's fuller.
Which one's gorged at the time.
Mm-hmm. So the squishy tenderness changes.
Now, Paul.
Oh, no.
When she starts breastfeeding, do not put an ice pack on her boob because you like your milk cold.
Don't give him my boob there.
No, last time I was pregnant, he got a shot to the back of the throat.
Mm-hmm. How old did that go for you?
I've always wondered, because that shit don't look like milk. It does not look like milk. My ex-wife used to pump for our kids, and that looks like a...
It looks really white and watery.
Yeah, it does not look...
The colostium inside.
Yeah. The antibodies.
Yeah.
But it looks funky.
Like, it's like a white, liquidy snot type.
If you want us to eat that
way. Sure. It does. But his
and if you let it sit out on the counter for a while, it starts to separate and it looks even more nutritious.
I've never let it sit out. My husband's best friend had milk
Josu.
With yeah, had a breast milk with cereal. Didn't realize.
How can you not know? It looks totally different.
Well, his friend had a container full and didn't pay attention.
You would think.
Hold on, you just said the word.
Oh, that's right. He's a Marine. He don't think. They just do. So, I mean, I...
That's most military. That's not even just Marine. It's most military.
It doesn't even... The viscosity isn't even the same. The smell isn't even the same.
I was going to say the smell's off.
I always smell it before you use it.
I do that with milk because I'm fucking anal about that shit.
Do you know 4 out of 5 urologists smell their apple juice before they drink it?
I'm not even asking.
I mean, I would too. I'd fucking too.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've always wanted to do is get one of those specimen cups and just walk around somewhere, drink apple juice out of it. Or the picture of the lady that supposedly took a Hershey's chocolate syrup bottle, rinsed it out, and took it to the gym filled with water.
Fuck yeah! She had the idea.
Or, what's the other one? The blue Gatorade in a Windex bottle.
Oh my god. I'd slap my kid too.
Blue food coloring if you want that.
Yeah, but Gatorade's better for you.
Tastes better too.
Probably
good
wishing of Gatorade.
Costs money. And if you're gonna drink it, you drink it out of the Windex bottle.
Why would you want to drink out of a chemical bottle?
To freak people out?
To freak people out.
Fair enough.
Is this on today?
No, it is not.
Okay.
You gotta press the buttons.
No, no buttons required.
One booby. Ah, ah, ah.
Wax on or wax off?
Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman did you?
Wax on, wax off.
I was going with Karate Kid as
Mr. Miyagi.
Mr. Miyagi. So when you did that, I'm like, mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Aye.
Just saying. Oof.
Are you okay?
Everything just went, I assume.
It's getting wetter and wetter as you go on with the show.
Ooh.
They do make business.
Dear Lord, dear. Fuck you, Sam. Fuck you. I'm sleeping out here tonight. Actually, you're sleeping out
here. I was like, why would you want to go in there?
Ooh.
Thing is, Costco does have a business site.
Ooh.
For Costco business extra chemical strength things. I would suggest it.
I wonder if the mic picked that up.
I hope the fucking God not. That was gross.
It smells like it too. Trust me.
Oof. I think I'm good for now. Sure. I'm not sure, but
you might need to take a shit in the next like 10 minutes.
Probably.
Did you ever figure out why you don't take Miralax in small doses yet? You don't microdose yourself. It kicks your ass.
I was told to do it by my doctor.
She didn't tell you the microdose.
She told you to take the 4 things and Gatorade at the time of surgery. The day before surgery. You don't want to do it.
She told me to max dose it and then I might have to do a
Once daily maintenance. Not every other day and not do the full thing. You need to listen and pay attention.
Hold on, that's hard for men.
I know, sadly.
Boobies!
Squirrel.
The nice thing is, though, is it's like I can eat and I don't feel full on all right away.
No, you inhale your food. But years of working in the field you did, I get it.
No, all the gas that was pushing on everything.
Oh, wait, just wait. Once you do that full dose, you're not going to want to pull.
I'm still debating if I'm going to do it tomorrow or not.
Honestly, I don't know. When I did mine,
I know I'm liking
the idea. I threw up after.
I'm liking the idea of microdosing because it's slowly getting everything out.
The max dose is not slow.
I know, I said so I like the micro.
I understand like why you did it.
Every other day.
But once you do that full dose, there is no micro. It's not slow. It's like fucking tsunami come out your ass. And then when
once I max dose, there ain't no turning back unless I herc that stuff up. I understand this.
The worst part is you don't want to eat anything greasy that night after either, because it'll make you throw up. My ex-mother-in-law did that shit to me. Let's go to Burger King. Okay. Ate two Whoppers. I threw that shit up in her car. I purposely put it in her car, too. I didn't even go to the window. I literally looked down and threw up on her car. Fuck you, bitch. You put me through this shit. I'm fucking downing you. She had to clean it, too. Fuck her.
Oh, ain't nothing like cleaning yak out of a fucking car. Especially if it's in the middle of summer.
It was.
Oh, what's that? That's... You got a new one now.
You're entering energy saver mode turned on.
Oh, I never even plugged it in.
Oh.
Oh, that explains a lot. Just
I will.
Okay.
Well, I was thinking we're probably going to end up wrapping it up here shortly because I do have a shit brewing.
And I don't want to be here for this.
Oh, why not?
I'm
going
to go to the bathroom now while I can get in there and out.
That's exactly why. If it's brewing, I want to get out because I have a bladder of a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
But they're like fine wine. They're meant to be shared.
That is not a fine wine.
Oh, man, I stained my couch. No.
I can see it coming.
Oh, look. I've been looking for those.
What the fuck are you... What?
I can eat some chocolate.
Oh, no. Oh,
I can have some chocolate, Paul.
Oh, no.
Anybody want a piece of chocolate?
No, I'm good. I'm slight up good.
Hey, honey, one piece of chocolate?
I wouldn't do that while you're microdosing yourself.
Yeah, I know. We already fight over the bathroom as it is.
Oh, I know. That's
just saying. Hurts. I forgot what time that tank goes off. Well, I know that one's set for 16 hours. So when that one shuts off, I count back 16 hours. And then tomorrow morning when I get up and turn that one on at the same time, that and then they'll be
in sync.
Because that one is not in sync, right? Because of the issues I'm having with it. But I think I figured it out.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
When they say your asshole will be spread open, you could fit a raccoon up your ass at the end of this.
I am not putting a raccoon in my ass.
I'm just saying your butthole ain't gonna hold shit. It's gonna go...
Great. I'll be around a bunch of ex-cons and I'll fart and one of them will go, oh, that sounds like my size.
Nope. I have enough ex-con friends that can make that happen.
No. Nope.
Because there is no tightness for a second. Man, I wouldn't, when you do the max dose, wear underwear you don't give a fuck about. Because you're going to end up
going... Oh, no, 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 no. Depends. I will humble myself and go buy a box.
You're going to need it. Worst part is I'm not laughing at you getting Depends. I'm laughing at it because, you know, damn well it's true. You're going to be like, I'm fucking done, bro.
So when I start prepping for my colonoscopy, I'm going to grab my phone, I'm going to grab a carton of cigarettes, and a sandwich, and I'm going to go sit in the bathroom, in the tub. That way everybody else can use it. Everybody else can use the toilet, I'll be in the tub.
The first two are going to be, first two or three, are going to have some form to it. After that, there ain't shit for four men. You are lucky if you can make it.
Pudding?
I wouldn't even give it pudding. It becomes water. It says, fuck you, man.
I know, I've mag citrated before.
So I'm like, maybe the shower...
Take a very nice long shower that day.
Leave me be. Burn some candles.
I don't want to blow it up. Honey, please hurry. So I think we're going to go ahead and sign off because I got something brewing and I'm not going to trust this one.
And I'm not trusting. I wouldn't put the mics through that shit either. We learned microdosing is not the greatest idea, Kelly.
Oh, no, because as soon as I get done, I'm going to go and I'm going to dose again because it's time.
Oh, Kelly's going to regret his life decisions.
I'm not doing anything tomorrow. I'm staying at the house.
If you do a max dose, you're going to have to be a little bit woo-hoo.
I don't think I'm going to do a max dose yet. Like I said, I think this, I'd rather it come out little at a time than all at once.
But your body's going to feel a hell of a lot better with the max dose.
Oh, I understand that. It's already feeling better now as it is. I just don't think I have anything left in me, but...
Oh, it'll bring up things from like... I would say 60 years ago, but like you weren't there. There were things that you ate when you were like 6 years old, like the Flintstone gummies. Oh, it'll bring up some shit. You'll be like,
wonderful.
When the fuck did I have that?
Well, there was one time I looked at Janelle and I, because I always, I don't know why, but when I get done, I look over my shoulder, check the bowl. I've always done it because, you know, blood or anything, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the natural, the logical behind it. And I looked and I said, when the fuck did we eat corn last? So I come out and I said, hey, hon. Yeah. When's the last time we had corn? About 3 weeks ago. Oh, okay.
Trust me. The Marillac is going to bring some shit out on you.
And I'm hoping it does. I mean, I'm less bloated. I'm not belching as much as you've noticed. Now it's just moved the lower colon because shit's starting to move down there.
Yeah, but with that max dose, I'm just saying. I know you're not doing it tomorrow, because God forbid. But I'm talking about when you do. Good luck.
Should I live it?
I would take like update videos. Fuck me.
Like the guy that ate the 5-pound bag of sugar-free gummy bears to see if that really helped.
Oh, why would they do that? There's no...
He shit for 24 hours.
Right? That's why they tell you not to.
Yeah, why the hell would you sit down and eat a whole 5-pound bag of sugar-free gummy bears anyway? I like gummy bears, but not enough to eat a 5-pound bag of them.
I couldn't do that either.
So
I think I could probably get a pound in if I fucking tried. And that's even pushing it.
Yeah, your jaw gets tired after a while.
Oh, I know. There's a lot of things your jaw gets tired of after a fucking while.
So anyway, on that note.
I'm laughing at this though, I'm sorry.
I think Janelle will concur.
At least someone does. No, my husband don't care. Yep.
I don't even know what the fuck you guys are saying.
Yeah, don't worry about it. You're not missing anything. We're good.
I didn't think I would.
So just a quick reminder, folks, if you want to come join us in a live show, get a hold of us. You're more than welcome to come. If you want us to come to you for a live show, we'd be willing to do that, but we do ask you keep it about an hour, hour and a half away from outside of Janesville, Beloit. Drink Bitch and I are going to be doing a special interview on May 2nd at 9 o'clock in the morning. I know most people have work, but I'm going to get some new ink, and we're going to be at Sin and Skin Ink Works out in Broadhead, and we're going to introduce you to the owner, Mad Matt. Cool guy. He's done all of my ink, most of my ink. Check him out. He's on our page. He's somewhere on there. You can go to my page, look up Sin and Skin Ink Works. And so, yeah. But we'd like to come out and see some people or have some new people come to Studio B here. So reach out to us via our Facebook page.
Not preferably while he's microdosing.
Just add to the excitement.
Oh, be outside and we'll have to rent out a fucking
porta shitter. So at that point, we just give me a little camera.
The fuck was that?
What the fuck?
I'm not sure.
She fall in.
I don't know. My gut's starting to rumble.
It's probably not helping. We're laughing, though.
I don't know if that was the roommate or if that was Drink Bitch. But it was good timing.
I'm not sure. What the fuck, bro?
Just goes to prove that no matter how old you are, shit is funny.
The worst part is I don't know what was said, but it's just like, fuck.
Was
I'm
that like, you?
Yes, I dropped toilet paper. I got attacked.
By what?
The toilet paper.
So you dropped toilet paper.
I changed the toilet paper so whenever you or whoever of the guests goes in there and wants to actually use toilet paper, that it's on the roll.
So
and I pull one down and everything falls out.
Oh, no, it's just funny because we were talking about me microdosing and me have to go in and take a shit. And all of a sudden you went, or whatever, and it just lined up perfect. And we heard you clear as day out here.
Thank you.
I'm so fucking lost. I was like, what the fuck?
Anyway, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week. I gotta go shit. No, there's only one person, old person that can make an old person noise.
You.
What the fuck? Oh, hold on. I gotta. No, I'm being retarded.
He hit the wrong button.
I did.
But he's talking about shit himself.
Hey, at least I still got my pile of shit over here. I'll never lose that until I give one away. See y'all.
That's it for this week's episode. We hope you're good and drunk. Stay safe out there, people. Till next week, this is Whiskey, Wine, and True Crime. Good night, fuckers.
Okay. I love you guys.